Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Coimbatore. At present, I've just finished puja. I will give some picture of Radha Damodar and the Mogra garlands. When we drove in from the airport, we were received by about 10 devotees with kirtan and garland and great enthusiasm. And all the way here, it's a small city, about 1.5 million people. And I just saw people selling Mogra garlands along the road, and ladies with Mogra garlands in their hair. So immediately this morning I arranged for the same for Radha Damodar. And we arrived late in the afternoon, and we came to our house, which is just off the campus, about 1 minute's walk from the campus. And it's a big house. Unfortunately, we have nothing in it, not a towel, not a cup, not a sheet. We're just trying to organize things. Someone just brought us some soup to eat, but we have nothing to eat it in. Devotees are very kindly now arranging things for us. And we were met by a host of managers yesterday, and two doctors. One doctor who was my doctor, a doctor Raghavendra, and another doctor who's taking care of Shambihari and Taraknath is a Dr. Arun. And we went through all of our complaints, nothing of which were new because we'd already sent them in July, but still they hadn't seen those. And then we were told that Dr. Ravindram, who was the head doctor, he would come and see us, and he did come and see us around 10:30 at night. We asked when he would come, and he said right away. And it's true, he was there by 11 and stayed here till 11:30. A very young man, nice looking man, very sattvic. Again, went over our history, took a pulse, a long greeting, maybe 3-4 minutes, and really seemed to know what he was doing, and he made some alterations and changes to the work of the or the prescription of the younger doctors. And so today we had our first treatment, oil treatment. It seems that my oil treatment first is going to be concentrating on my herniated discs on my lower back, because they were pouring oil on that. And it's a little difficult just to sort of get our timing right now. Just getting the treatments, taking medication, and eating seems to be a full-time job. Shambihari had his first oil treatment at 7, mine was at 8:30. And they didn't want us to bathe before then, which meant that we just had to wait until I was fully ready at 10 o'clock to do puja. And now Taraknath Prabhu is getting his treatment. And it's all quite individual. And we're getting medication. Our first medication came at 6 a.m. and another one came at 10. And then another one at 3, and another one at night, and another one before we go to sleep. And someone walked in with some, and then we had the breakfast here from the canteen, and then someone just brought some soup, but there was no bowls to eat it in, so they went back to get bowls. And it's very nice, they have their own goshala here. with protected cows, obviously, and so they'll take milk, although unfortunately the milk is at least 70% water, so I'm going to try and get a little better quality milk. And I went over to see Niranjan Swami Maharaj last night, and he sort of gave me a report and his assessment of the place. Overall, he thought it was, he's already been to two Ayurvedic places aside from this, and he rated this to be quite good and very organized. And the weather is very, very, very beautiful. In Delhi, it was hot. It was about 35 degrees, but here we have a beautiful breeze, and it's quite temperate. When we landed, it was 27 degrees. And at night, it was very, very pleasant. So we're here now for 3 weeks. And first few days, the doctor said he would be just seeing, supervising our condition, seeing how we react to the medication and the other treatment. And then we'll get into some more intensive care in the days coming up. Niranjan Maharaj today is having purgatives, so I'll have to wait until he calls me as to when he's ready to see us. And that's it. Tomorrow I'll give a little report on our flight over here, which for me was very educational. Hare Krishna.